When I was a little kid, I thought of the Pope as the most powerful man on earth because he is the Vicar of Christ, the one who have immediate, supreme, and direct power over all Catholics. But as I grow older, I begin to understand it's much more than power. It's much more than representing Christ. And it's much more than what I think his institutional role is. Peter is one of us. If we read in the gospel reading today, Christ gave Saint Peter the key to heaven, not because Peter was perfect, but because Peter believed. Each and every successor of Saint Peter, each and every pope has their own imperfections. No one was perfect. Even those who were canonized as saints, even when we have ones whom we think are our quote unquote favorite popes, they all have their failures. They all have their shortcomings. They were all humans. Peter and all of his successor chose to love Christ. And in all of their imperfection, Christ gave them the key to bound and to loose, and to bring other people to him. This key to bound and to loose is not just based on power, but based on their fidelity to Christ and his mission, his purpose, his vocation for them. The Petrine ministry is not one of power. And as a matter of fact, when I was a young seminarian, right, and even as a young priest, there were times in my life, multiple times in my life, where I got caught up into all these power structure kind of thing. Because when we were in seminary, we would talk about what we would aspire to be, right? Parish priest, and some wanted to go on for to further stories, and of course, some we knew immediately wanted to be bishop or higher power. But as I learn more and more, and as I pray more and more, I begin to appreciate Saint Peter's imperfection. As we read throughout the gospel, Peter was hot-headed, and he was pretty weak. He denied Christ. He was a coward at time, but he was humble, genuine, honest, and real. So that when he made mistakes, he would return back to the Lord and recognize his mistakes. And when the Lord asked him, "Peter, do you love me?" he answered back to the good Lord, "Lord, you know I love you." Peter loves Christ. Therefore, all of his successors, will always bear his qualities, all of his human qualities per se, imperfect, but loving Christ. And Peter's mission is not just based on power, it's based on the affirmation of his brother and strengthening their faith. In recent years, there have been so many vocal Catholics, attacking the Pope, attacking the Holy Father. And I'll be the first one to say I don't totally agree with the Holy Father and with what he say all the time. But I pray for him each day. And I would never, ever talk bad about him. We need to pray for Peter. We need to pray for the Holy Father. Because the love of the Holy Father, and the trust in the Holy Father is that one thing that make us Catholic. When we attack the Holy Father, when we attack the successor of Peter and the vicar of Christ, that's when pride comes in. And pride is the enemy of humility, and it separates us from truly trusting in the one who first loved us. Do we love one another in all of our imperfections, or do we expect others to be somehow perfect according to this false perfectionist or egocentric standards that we have set for them? All of us will fall short on our life of discipleship, but we must all return back to Him, profess our faith in Him, and believe in Him. The many times that we have fallen, the many times that we have sinned, the many times that we have been caught in our weakness, the many times we have to stand up, be humble, convert, change our way, and return back to Christ. Today too, Christ, just like He was asking St. Peter, He is asking each and every one of you and me, who do you say that I am? Do you know who Jesus is? How is your prayer life? How are you and I letting go of everything else to spend time to know Christ? To not only know Christ through a life of prayer and a life of worship, but to say to other and to share to other and to preach to other Christ. We are all called to preach Christ by the way that we live, as well the way we worship and the way we pray. We need to trust in Christ, just like what St. Paul said, "For Him and through Him and for Him are all things, to Him be the glory." None of us know the depth and the riches and the wisdom and knowledge of God. Sometimes we act like God, and we demand and expect other people to be like us, to be under our standards, our judgment. But we have not been humble enough to recognize that we are imperfect. All of us are imperfect, and all of us need to convert, change our way of life, and depend on Christ. Christ loves each and every one of us, in all of our imperfection, in all of our brokenness, in all of our sinfulness. He sees us. He sees all of those. Yet He loves us, just that He loves Peter. So, to close my homily today, I'm asking you to please pray for the Holy Father. Love Him in all of His imperfections. And ask that the Lord help him to continue to be a good successor of St. Peter. Not the perfect, the power, or the ruling type, but the one who strengthened his brethren, the one who loved, and the one who guides, and the one who lead people back to the good Lord, and for ourselves too. We are called to become little rocks, little pebbles, little stones, little Peter, by abiding to the real rock of our foundation of our faith, Christ. How are we professing Christ in our own words, just like St. Peter today? And how are we preaching Christ with our own life today? We must believe that all in all of our imperfection and everything that's going on, that the gates of hell, the gates of the netherworld shall not prevail against the church. Do you believe that? Or have you allowed Satan and his evil manipulation, lies and deceits tell you and make you and I lose hope and create division in the church? Believe in Christ. Follow Christ. Profess Christ. Preach Christ. And let Christ live in us and through us. Be St. Peter in our profession of faith. By being little rock, little pebbles, little stones that always stick and abide and remain faithful to Christ, even in all of our imperfections.